Hey everyone, welcome to 787 Daily, our week in review for the week ending August 9th. I'm Marisol.
And I'm Diego. And, Marisol, I have to say, this week felt like we were all glued to a single number.
The Carrizo Reservoir level. I know. It sounds like a strange thing to obsess over, but when you're 4, 5, 6 days into water rationing, that number is basically telling you when your tap might run dry.
Right. So let's back up for people just tuning in. Rationing started. And there was a piece that looked at AAA's own charts, the first 4 days of rationing. And it wasn't pretty.
No. Carrizo had fallen 21 centimeters in those 4 days. That's about 5 centimeters a day, just steadily draining.
And that piece pointed out it was 43 centimeters above what they call the control line, the line that marks AAA's harshest measures. So we were getting closer to that, not farther away.
Exactly. And that's the scary part of a slow-moving story like this. It's not one dramatic headline. It's this quiet, daily erosion.
5 centimeters a day doesn't sound like much until you multiply it out and realize where it's heading.
Right. But then, and this is where the week gets interesting, the rain finally showed up.
Day 5. The rain arrived and Carrizo rose for the first time. I love that headline because you can just feel the relief in it.
A tropical wave came through Tuesday and dropped over 1 inch of rain on the watershed. And overnight, Carrizo rose 10 centimeters. First gain since the rotation began.
So, after days of watching the number fall, suddenly, it ticks up. I imagine a lot of people breathed a sigh of relief seeing that.
You'd think it was over, right? But then day 6 comes, and it's not just a small bump. Carrizo rose 26 centimeters, all the way up to 37.79 meters.
26. That's a real jump.